You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Towns and cities across Aotearoa, New Zealand will once again be lighting up their landmarks and prominent buildings in pink to mark Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October. Now, I spoke to Arlene Rayner, the Chief Executive of the Breast Cancer Foundation, and I started off by asking her about how communities can support breast cancer initiatives. Here she is now.
There are heaps of ways to get involved, from being breast aware to help raising vital funds. So we have the Pink Ribbon Street Appeal, which you can grab a bucket, get dressed up in pink, and join thousands of volunteers collecting on the 28th and 29th of October. Or there's Pink for a Day, joining hundreds of workplaces in terms of going pink for a day and starting conversations around breast health and wellbeing. There's the Pink Ribbon Walks, where you can walk 5 kilometres or 10 kilometres for the ones you love in the month of October. And then there's Shop for Good, which is buying from one of our generous sponsors, including Estee Lauder, Bobbi Brown, GHD, Sealy's, Griffin's, where proceeds actually go towards our life-saving work.
The Breast Cancer Foundation is also encouraging women to be vigilant or more vigilant of the signs of breast cancer.
So our vision at Breast Cancer Foundation is one day that we'll see zero deaths from breast cancer. So how we do this is we push for new frontiers in early detection, treatment and support. So where the money goes to from the fundraised is we receive no government funding. So we really focus on education and awareness, which is around the campaigns of promoting the importance of early detection. It's around research, which is the top scientific minds of New Zealand advancing breast cancer treatment and prevention, and support. So we support patients going through their treatment pathway for recovery. And lastly, it's around advocacy, so really improving access to diagnosis, treatment and care. So all of that goes to our vision of zero deaths through breast cancer, and it's incredibly important. So any help that we get is gratefully appreciated.
It's also been mentioned that early detection is crucial for surviving breast cancer. The 10-year survival rate if breast cancer is detected by mammogram is 95%, but this fails to 85% if a woman finds a lump. Could you go into what are the early signs of breast cancer and why it's important that if it's detected early, that treatment is sorted straight away?
So early detection is the best way to beat breast cancer. And so we know categorically that breast cancer is survivable if it's caught early enough, which is why mammograms are so important if you're eligible, aged 45 to 69, for free mammograms. So when tumours are small, they haven't spread and they're easier to treat. So one of the key things there is around knowing your normal. Get to know the normal look and feel of your breasts. Check your breasts regularly, and if you notice any unusual changes, get them checked out by your doctor straight away. And as I said, if you're 45 to 69, get your free mammogram provided by BreastScreen Aotearoa every 2 years. However, we do recommend if you are able to, in terms of to get your mammogram yearly from the ages of 40 through to 49, but carry on up until the full age range of 74.
Now, adding on to that, what does it mean to you to be breast aware? I'm reading here that women should be breast aware from the age of 20, which means getting to know the normal look and feel of your breasts so you can tell your doctor if there are any changes. I also want to mention men can also get breast cancer as well. So for us dudes, how can we be breast aware?
It's once again knowing the normal. And so whilst it's typically not as well known and not as common, men do get breast cancer. So there are 25 men diagnosed every year with breast cancer in New Zealand. So once again, men don't get mammograms. So it's knowing the physical look and feel, knowing what the normal is of your body. So it's really important to identify any changes that are happening and go and visit your doctor.
Now, are there any matters within the breast cancer treatment system that we also need to see be addressed?
Yeah, there is. Essentially, timeliness to treatment. What we are keen on doing is ensuring that people who need it have access to staffing and facilities wherever they are, despite regional differences and variations in access to treatments. So what we know last year, well, this year actually, we put out our 30,000 Voices report, which we published. And what we found from that report was delays in surgery are getting worse, with more than 60% of patients not getting their first surgery within 31 days of diagnosis. We've also know that anecdotally, and we've seen in the news recently, that access to radiation treatment differs around the country. Obviously, access to drugs is still an issue, calling for more funding and more reformed pharmac. So we know that there are 14 treatments that are available in other countries right now that we don't have access to. And so there's a number of issues which still need to be addressed.
How does this contribute to the vision of zero deaths from breast cancer, which the Breast Cancer Foundation has outlined?
Yes, yeah, so essentially what we've got is anything raised in the month of October is so important to us because we receive no government funding. So the program goes towards the programs in our four focus areas to reach that goal of zero deaths, which is education and awareness, so the importance of early detection, and we are the key organisation that drives education and awareness programs. Obviously, research, we need to continue to invest in research to really help us on that journey to zero deaths, and it's so important to support patients going through their treatment pathway. We fund physiotherapy, lymphedema and counselling support, so it's incredibly important to support women and men that have had a diagnosis, and obviously any changes that are needed, we need to advocate with government at both central government and within the Ministry of Health to continue to make things better for all patients with breast cancer.
Now, last question, is there anything else you'd like to add? Any other ways people can help?
Yeah, so it's anything, big or small. So if you've got 2 hours of time to donate, come and volunteer for us and collect some money on our street and shake a bucket. Join Pink for a Day at your corporate offices and workplaces, or host an event there. Having that conversation is so important in terms of spreading the message about education and awareness, and anything that helps raise vital funds for us in a really tough economic environment is incredibly appreciated. So we really value all of the support we get that helps us deliver that support to women of New Zealand.
That was Arlene Rayner, the Chief Executive of the Breast Cancer Foundation, speaking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.